break is over? Asking the board to reconvene. It has been, as a follow-up to the comments by Mr. Marquis on the public comment section, it's been suggested that we ask Mr. Marquis to come up for the next LSB meeting with a specific recommendation of action that we can take. And I mention this so that people will know that that is a matter that's not going to be dropped.
I think it's a good idea for the LSB to look into this issue, but I think we should ask the station manager to comment on it so we're better informed as to what he's doing about it and what he thinks about it. Whether now or in his report, I don't care. But.
And during the break, I received a very helpful suggestion that I might exercise my neck a bit and look around more when I ask for people's participation. So I'd like to deputize the people to my geographic left and right to remind me to make sure that I keep my neck moving. I would like to ask someone to make a motion to recess the meeting of the local station board for the purpose of convening as a delegate assembly. Do I hear something?
Like,
it's been moved and seconded. Are there any objections? Hearing none, it's approved. We are now in session as a delegate assembly. And it is the business of the delegate assembly to elect representatives to the Pacifica National Board. And are we ready for nominations? I see.
On procedure, a bunch of people have already been nominated. Maybe the secretary could read us that list, and then you could ask for additional nominations.
Oh, thank you very much. So it's Margie Wilkinson.
Do they accept the boards of experience?
Yeah, okay. So I did pass out yet another piece of paper. On one side, it has a big block of text. On the other side, it has a list of the names. You can read silently while I read aloud. These are the nominations that we have received as of December 31st for the PNB. Mal Bernstein, Brian Edwards-Tiekert, Don Goldmacher, Matthew Hallinan, Mark Hernandez, Cynthia Johnson, Janet Coburn, Jack Kurzweil, Joy Moore, Andrea Pritchett, Tracy Rosenberg, Tanya Russell, Dan Siegel, Frank Sterling, and Margie Wilkinson. So let me just ask whether anybody there in that list would like to reject or decline the nomination. Okay, hands have gone up. Okay. Let me start from the end. Frank, you're declining, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, Frank, Sterling declines the nomination. And Andre Pritchett? Andre Pritchett declines. Okay.
Greg,
yes?
Point of order. I'm privy to conversation here, which reminds me that we did see an email from Tracy nominating Sharam, whose name should also be on the list.
Okay. Well, let me. I'll note that. Thank you for. Okay. Okay. No, I apologize. I missed that. So thank you, and I'll note that you were nominated and have declined.
Sorry. Do we write his name down and then cross it off?
Sharam Agamir. Yes, he was nominated and he's declining. Yes.
Kind of separately. It's a little confusing because we both at one time, so maybe
fun to be confused.
Let's just get a list. Let's just get a list of current nominations, then we can do the election separately, okay?
There's several hands, so please proceed.
So, sir, okay, I've seized the floor. Okay, so let me back up here. So Shahram Agamir was nominated. He declines. Andrea Pritchett declines. Frank Sterling declines. Don Goldmacher has his hand up, and Don, you're declining. Okay. Okay, then coming forward, Jack, you had your hand up.
And yeah, I think that my psychiatrist has told me to decline.
Okay, Jack declines. okay, coming around the room, Matthew Hallinan, your hand is up.
Decline.
You decline.
Who's that?
Okay. And Mal Bernstein?
Decline.
Mal Bernstein declines. And then Cynthia Johnson?
Decline.
Cynthia Johnson declines. Okay. Has everybody declined? Who's
Tracy? I'm sorry. Tanya Russell. Those TR things get me confused.
Okay.
It told me that she was not.
Okay. Okay. So let's take inventory then of who's left. We have Brian Edwards Tiekert. We have Mark Hernandez. Janet Coburn. Joy Moore. Tracy Rosenberg. Dan Siegel. And Margie Wilkinson. Does that seem correct to everybody?
Could you say that again?
Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people.
Yeah, we should divide them.
Yeah, sure. Yes, we'll do that next. Yeah. So 7 people left. Brian Edwards Tiekert, and that would be for the staff representative. Mark Hernandez, he would be for listener. Janet Coburn, she would be for listener. Joy Moore, she would be for staff. Tracy Rosenberg, she would be for listener. Dan Siegel, he would be for listener. And Margie Wilkinson, and she would be for listener. So we have 5 listener candidates and 2 staff candidates. Does that seem correct, everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. And just to remind people, we have 3 listener positions from this board and 1 staff position that we're electing for.
What are we using for ballots?
Paper. And let's see here.
And
would you be surprised? I do have. Here they are.
I just want to clarify a couple of things.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Everybody gets to vote for our PMB representatives, although we do it on separate ballots for staff and listener. But everybody gets to vote, except the KCFC. I can't even do that right. You know. You know who I mean. The Fresno guy. He doesn't get to vote in this election, okay? Don't give him one.
Okay.
Am I right about that? Yes, Rich.
I see Dan Siegel. I see Jack Kurzweil and
Janet
Coburn.
So I have 2 questions. One, are we going to get 2 ballots?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, so I can got 2? Are they different colors? Or
something? Let's do
one at a time.
Yeah. Okay. And secondly, are we going to have campaign speeches?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that would, I hear people saying that would be a good idea. So that would be fine. Jack Kurzweil? Jack, you wanted the floor? You wanted the floor? Carol? Janet?
Yes. I would like to request that the counting of the votes and the calculating and the STV be done by some people who understand it, who are not part, who know like the formulas and all that. And I know, well, Virginia and Aki, I don't know what happened to Roger, but I would like Aki at least to be part of that.
I can live with Aki.
I just want to propose that Brian Edwards Tiekert join that group. Oh, no, he can't. He's a candidate. Never mind. I didn't say. Well, he could do it for the listener vote.
Yeah.
Okay. No? No. No candidates. Very good. I'm sorry. I propose Donald Goldmacher
join
that group.
Let me ask, because I am.
Well, excuse me. So I propose that Donald Goldmacher join that
okay.
group.
And I take it that the people who have been named are familiar with the procedure.
I don't know.
Let's Let's.
Don, I don't know if you are or aren't. Are you?
I'm familiar with election integrity procedures, and I am familiar with ranked order voting.
Yeah. STV.
STV.
Okay. It's by the single transferable vote, and I know remember that because I just overheard it. Anybody else? Jack, you have the floor.
I object to Virginia Browning being involved in the count.
Unnecessary. I'm sorry, excuse me. People are filling out their ballots, and I know, I mean, we haven't heard the speeches yet, but I'm concerned, which ballot is this that we, what are we voting in first?
Yeah, could I have the indulgence of the group? I'm concentrating with your agreement on the listener.
Thank you.
Group first.
Okay.
And it was asked if a person who was nominated wanted to make remarks, and I heard some yeses. I take that to be that at least some members of the board would like to hear remarks. So I would like to have the opportunity for the listeners, nominees, to have an opportunity, if they care to do so, to make a few remarks about the candidacy. And I'm just going down the list in reverse alphabetical order. Marky Wilkinson? Gotcha.
Thank you. I've served on this LSB for 2 years and have come to recognize that the PMB plays a pivotal role in terms of what happens at Pacifica, even at the local stations. And while you all know that I'm a fervent advocate of local control, I think there needs to be someone at the PMB who advocates for that. And unfortunately, Andrea Turner was termed out. And so I'm willing to do this. I don't know what will happen, but I think that Pacifica is at a critical moment. I know that the foundation is in terrible trouble financially, and listening to PMB meetings, I see that, what I saw most recently at the last PMB meeting was a PMB meeting where the entire public agenda was taken up with issues of control and had nothing to do with, there was nothing on the agenda that furthered the interests of the station or the foundation talked about, and so that worries me. So I'm interested in doing this. Maybe I'll regret it, but I hope not. And I hope people will vote for me. Thank you.
Next, in reverse order, Dan Siegel.
Thank you. And I would like to request that people strongly consider voting not only for me, but for Margie Wilkinson and Mark Hernandez. And I want to say that although we often ignore it, the PNB is the critical authority within Pacifica, and over the last 4 years is killing Pacifica through its lack of leadership and misleadership, whether it's in fact going through $5.5 million worth of budget deficits beginning in 2009, or acting in a very punitive way towards KPFA. We are clearly one of the two, and I would say the strongest station in the network, yet the majority of Pacifica board members over the last couple of years has acted in an incredibly hostile and retaliatory manner towards us. For example, supporting the former executive director in her refusal to accept our nominees for the job of station manager, rejecting our balanced budgets, sanctioning us for our disagreements with the former executive director, and generally wasting its time with resolutions and activities which are so counter to Pacifica's ideals as to almost be laughable. Margie made reference to the last meeting where a slim majority, of which I was happy to be a part, temporarily rejected a resolution which would allow, and I use this term soberly, McCarthyist tactics of witch hunting against Pacifica members who are viewed to be disloyal. Now, because of the outrageous nature of that resolution, we had a majority, which included people who were normally not on our side, who opposed that measure, and we were able to table it and hopefully will kill it completely. And, you know, I want to take advantage of this opportunity to ask Tracy, who will be speaking next, why she was in the minority that wanted to enforce a loyalty code against members of the foundation, and why, on occasion after occasion, she has acted against the majority wishes of this board. Tracy is certainly, in my opinion, entitled to whatever views she has and to whatever vote she has. But I think that our representatives, the representatives of KPFA, should be accountable to this local station board and our policies and interests. And I cannot understand why Tracy has so frequently chosen to ally herself with people who take punitive measures against the station.
Somebody pass, you're next on the list, Tracy.
Oh, hi, everyone. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I've been on the board since 2007 and on the Pacifica National Board since 2010. This will be my last year. I'm termed out in 2014. Let's see. Why should you elect me to the PNB? I think the primary reason is that I have strong, consistent working relationships with what is and will remain the majority, the majority party on the Pacifica National Board. It's important for KPFA to have those relationships. It's important for our interests to be represented in the majority caucus. It's important for KPFA to have good working relationships with the executive director. And I bring that. And of course, the members of the other faction do not. What I would also say is that I've been an effective board member. I've been the treasurer by acclamation for 2 years of the entire network. The Pacifica National Board has just navigated two extremely difficult situations successfully. One of them is the move of the Washington station, WPFW, whose building is being demolished in D.C., into a facility in Silver Spring with an 8-year lease. It's a rent reduction for them. And a pretty nice new facility. So that's good news and exciting and something that looked like it was going to be a tremendous problem. We've developed an economical plan to move them. They'll have all new equipment. And we'll probably be able to replace their transmitter, which is, like many in the network, not in the best of shape. In addition, we've navigated a $30,000 rent reduction for WBAI. They have extremely low-cost temporary studios up in Harlem at the City College of New York, and free office space down at the World Financial Center. This is, you know, a difficult situation logistically because they're split up between two different places. But the $30,000 a month savings will contribute greatly to their financial stability. And in the wake of Hurricane Sandy and the catastrophe that ensued, it's a really positive solution for them. So I'm proud of that work. And I think the PNB is doing a pretty good job in terms of the maintenance of the entire network, which is what their role is. And I can't emphasize enough that pitting one station against the other is really a recipe for disaster, and there's far too much of that going on. We cannot create a mutually supportive environment where all five stations thrive without competing against each other and undermining each other, trying to take things from each other, then we're not going to get anywhere at all. So I respectfully ask for your vote. Going back for a fourth consecutive year on the PNB was not an easy decision to make. It's pretty serious masochism on a personal level. But I made the decision that I thought I could still be of use and of service. My colleagues on the board requested strongly that I come back for one more year. So if you will give me your support, and I hope that you will, I will go for it. Thanks.
And the next listener nominee is Janet Coburn. Oh, she's got a mic. Great. Thank you.
Yes. Hi, I'm Janet Coburn, and I have been an active listener to KPFA for over 2 decades. And I've been involved with the goings-on of KPFA and Pacifica for all that time. I'm familiar with concerns and issues, and I understand the role of the Pacifica National Board and the Pacifica Foundation. I've served on several boards of directors of other nonprofits, and I have a professional background in process improvement and technology and technology auditing. I do think that the bylaws have limitations, and I think that that should be a focus to make them more realistic to improve the bylaws. So I'll stop there.
Thank you. And Mark Hernandez?
My name is Mark Hernandez. I've been involved in community radio since 1980, starting with KFCF, which is our associate station. In 1999, I became a member of the local advisory board and later part of the local station board. I've been involved in this operation, for God's sake, 32-some years. One of the key points that comes out of KFCF is the difference it has with KPFA. Whereas KPFA was founded by pacifists, KFCF was founded by people who are trying to preserve free speech and free expression. And these are not mutually exclusive, although they can be mutually interactive, both pro and con. Coming from that environment, I see Pacifica operations in a very different light. I see a foundation and board more interested in power and control than in keeping the stations alive. As Tracy points out, they just successfully navigated saving money on WPFW, which is known it's had to move for several years now. And WBI got a reduction in its rates on a contract that it's held with the landlord for, what, over a decade now?
Nobody interrupted you, Tracy.
Thank you.
The problem of it is that many of these problems were foreseen, some by members of the local station board here in KPFA, and Pacifica did nothing about them. That has to stop. The priority has to be on making sure the stations survive, building the infrastructure internally to the organization to preserve the stations and make the stations a priority of operation, not petty control, not petty fiefdoms, not personal stance where someone can say how much more progressive they are than someone else. Essentially, if you go on the board, you give up your identity, you give up your individualism. You have to work for the stations, not for your own personal agenda. I intend to do that if I'm elected to this board. My intent and purpose will be protect the stations, maintain them, build back the Pacifica network, and at the same time, provide the individuality to the stations that each has so that each can contribute separately to make the stations and the network stronger. From there, we can build out the affiliates better by providing more diverse output and bring them into the fold as well. But to do that, we need to protect the stations. And that's what I intend to do.
For my information, excluding anyone who is nominated, would people who are familiar with the single transferable vote count please raise your hand? And be warned, I'm looking to draft people for a counting committee. Okay. Craig? Your name, sir? Rich Withers? Okay, thank you. And I... Barbara, and I see...
I just want to say I have the bylaws here, which have the instructions on counting under the STV methods, so I'm happy to lend this to whoever will be doing the counting.
There, Tracy Rosenberg, I see your hand.
Yeah. It's right there.
Mike. Yeah. Just a point of information. I thought I made this clear, but I guess Mark didn't hear me. WBAI did not negotiate a rent reduction with their landlord. They've left their facility and are in fact, a different facility. That needs to be clear. I don't want to confuse the listeners.
Right, exactly.
Okay, I would like the indulgence of the assembly, and with this I include everybody in the room. I would like to ask a committee of six people to do the count. Craig Alderson, Rich Withers, Aki, I'm sorry, I did not get your last name,
Tanaka.
Sir. Tanaka. Sally, I did not
Summers.
Get. Sammy. Barbara Whipperman and Barbara Browning, if you would work as a committee. Virginia Browning, I apologize. I would appreciate it if the six of you would work as a committee to do the review, and you might, since you know the system, you might decide who among you is going to do the heavy lifting and who is going to do the observing. Yes.
Well, one of the things I was wondering, you might get to this, is where this is going to be done.
Could you move the mic a little bit away?
Sorry,
from...
is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was wondering where this was going to be done in this room, and if in this room it's a little tricky. There's that table, or
there are two tables actually. There's another folding table over
right.
in the
front. Right. So maybe they can be, if it's done in this room, they could be moved separate. So. Anyway, because they did the counting at the chairs
yeah,
before.
I was wondering if it takes a lot of conversation among the six. I wonder if can they go down the hallway and do the count out there?
There's nothing we can do while the counting is going on. I mean,
we can have the election for.
For the staff rep.
Speeches if they care to make them.
Okay. Okay.
If that's agreeable, I will ask the committee to convene outside, bearing in mind that some of the people who are voting members of the board have been on the committee.
No, Rich doesn't get to vote.
That's fine.
Craig.
How long do you think it might take?
Yeah, I agree.
How long do you think it would take?
I agree.
I guess.
15 to 20 minutes.
Let's take a 15-minute break and check with the committee at the end of that time.
Let's do 10.
It's STV.
Okay. Correction. 10 minutes, and then I'll check. 10-minute break, folks.